Okay, that's 3:16. Let's get started again.
我们现在开始上课.
Just to let you know regarding the Zoom, we close off every 40 minutes because that's how much time they give us for each lesson.
再提醒一下，就是因为我们的这个用的这个软体 Zoom， 每 40 分钟就是一节课，我们必须要在这边重新登录。
The way we understand it is that from the time the first person joins up into the meeting, that's when the 40-minute time starts.
而他所谓的一堂40分钟是由，就是等于是主办方开启了这个课之后，有第一个人加入的那个时间算起。
Okay, so what we do try to do is from the time that we say that we're going to start up again, if you can try and be available then, and then we'll get started as soon as possible so we can make the most of that time.
所以我们希望就是大家呢，尽量能够说我们几点钟开始，就大家就在那个时间加入，这样的话我们才能够有最足够的时间，可以达到尽量像40分钟一节课。
Okay, but don't forget that if you do miss anything from the Zoom lessons, these come out onto the line and the WeChat groups as well.
不过也别忘记，就是说我们都会把整个课程呢放到我们的LINE或微信的这个群组里，所以你们是不会少听到任何东西。
Okay, so we'll just try to finish this off and then I can get on to the Operation Z for the Believers before this lesson finishes.
我们今天赶快先把这一章Z行动针对非信徒的Z行动先讲完，等一下我们还要再讲的是对信徒的Z行动。
Just during the break, I had the question, where is the verse in the Bible, or is there a verse in the Bible which says that the angels don't have spirits?
刚才在这个休息的时候有一位同学问到就是 天使没有灵这件事情在圣经里有提到吗？
Now, there's no verse in the Bible that says they don't have spirits.
但是在圣经里呢，其实并没有任何一个经句提到说天使他没有灵。
But there's no verse in the Bible that says they do have spirits.
但是圣经也并没有说天使他有灵。
And from what we understand of how God operates with his transfer of information, it seems like angels don't actually need spirits.
但是呢，根据这个圣经所写的，我们可以看到，就是说，天使他们在传递讯息的时候，好像他并不需要靠灵。Because
they reside or they exist in the spiritual realm.
因为他们的存在就是在一个所谓灵界。And
they have face-to-face contact with God.
而且他们是可以直接面对神来做联系。
So it almost seems that they don't need a spirit because angels have souls, obviously, but with their souls, they can directly understand the spiritual information.
而天使他其实他有魂，就足以去了解所有的灵性的这些讯息，所以他不需要另外的灵。
And the other thing that can help us come to this conclusion is that even humans, there's no mention of our spirits going to heaven.
有一件事也可以让我们更能理解这个逻辑，就是说，人呢，他到了天堂以后，他其实也不需要灵了。
We know that our souls go to heaven because the essence of our lives is the soul. That is who we are. It's all in the soul.
而但我们人去到天堂的时候呢，我们的魂是跟着我们一起去的。这个魂呢，才是我们人类的生命里面最重要的精华。
A human life or who you are, that's in your soul, that is your soul. And the physical body is just sort of what's around it. Your physical body helps your soul to move around in this world, in the physical world.
而一个人他的生命里面的最重要的魂就是你所有的核心，但身体呢，它也只是带着你去哪里的一个实体。
But there's nothing to suggest in the Bible that our spirit goes to heaven. It's almost, it's like a temporary resource. It's a temporary asset that we have just for believers, remember, from the time you believe in Jesus until the time you leave the earth.
所以对于人的灵呢，其实它看起来是一个比较暂时性的一个用途，是当你相信了耶稣基督的那一刻起，你得到了人的灵，然后等到你要去天堂的那一刻，这个灵就不存在了。
Now, I could be wrong, but just, you know, according to everything that I've learned, that's the only conclusion that makes sense.
也许我这个说法可能还有错误，但是不论如何，这个至少在听他所说，他学习的过程中，他认为这整个的逻辑是这样的。
So to continue on in the Z here that we have, from the top right corner, you have this automatic transfer, meaning automatic transfer of spiritual information by the Holy Spirit to the soul.
好，我们看到这个斜线哈，就是从圣灵呢，他会帮我们非常自动的将这些灵性的讯息呢，把它转移到我们的魂里面来。
And this is where we see, for example, in John 16:8-11, where the person is now being convinced of the truth regarding sin and righteousness and judgment.
在约翰福音16:8-11里面呢，他有提到的是什么样的讯息呢？就是一个是罪，第二个是公义，第三个是审判，这三个讯息。
And these are the concepts that the Holy Spirit is saying to the unbeliever, hey look, you're a sinner, and you need salvation, you need perfect righteousness, for example.
而这就是呢，圣灵啊，要把这些讯息传递到我们的魂里面去，啊，让你知道你是有罪的，并且你需要救赎，而你需要公义。
And that by believing in Jesus Christ, you will not be judged, but you have eternal life.
而当你相信了耶稣基督呢，耶稣基督就会代替你，而你就不会被审判。
Now again, the person could be at a church and he's hearing all this false information, the fuzzy gospel.
但是呢，一个人他很可能会在教会里听到非常多模糊的福音。
And that, you know, if you want to be saved, you've got to be baptized and you've got to come to church and you've got to promise to God you'll stop your sins.
那你所谓的这些模糊的福音呢，就包括说，你必须要来教会，你必须要受洗，然后你必须要承诺，你必须做个好人，等等，这些都是属于被加上去福音的添加物。
And even if you believe in Jesus, you've still got to be a good Christian, otherwise you could lose your salvation.
还有一个被添加加油添醋的，就是说，就算你是基督徒了，你也必须要很努力的做一个好基督徒，否则你就会失去你的救赎。
This is a false gospel.
这个都是假的福音。
That's not good news. That's bad news.
这不是好的讯息，这是坏讯息， yeah, 坏消息。
Some alcoholic is an alcoholic because he loves his alcohol. Right? That's why people are alcoholics. They love alcohol. And now some Christian says if you want to go to heaven, you have to stop drinking.
就好像有一个爱喝酒的人，他当然是喜欢酒啦。然后就有一个人告诉他说，你如果是基督徒还在喝酒，你就会失去你的救恩。
He has to give up alcohol. That's bad news. That's not good news. He doesn't want to give up drinking. That's bad news.
所以对这个爱喝酒的人来讲，他得要放弃喝酒，这对他来讲就是一个坏消息。
Yeah, but if you were going to be true about it, you could say, look, you can believe in Jesus Christ and you can keep drinking. You're still going to go to heaven.
那好消息是说，你只要相信耶稣基督，你仍然可以继续喝酒，这就是一个好消息。
And that's true.
而这是事实哦。
Yeah, but if he doesn't change his drinking habit, eventually he will be punished in some way.
但是如果他不停止喝酒，他总是会被处罚的。
But yeah, he's going to be punished physically. It's just bad for his health, whether he's a believer or not.
他要被处罚的就是他的身体会坏掉嘛。
Even for unbelievers, yeah, unbelievers, they keep drinking, they get sick, and they die. Well, the believer, he can keep drinking, he gets sick, and he dies.
对于他是一个信徒或非信徒，不管怎么样，他的身体都会因为喝酒而受到处罚，那身体就是会坏了，那这就是叫坏消息。
But the fact is, you know, getting drunk all the time, or even whatever sin you're doing, that's not going to stop you from getting to heaven.
但是就算你喝酒，这是一个罪哦，但也不会让你无法进到天堂。
Sin is not the issue in salvation.
犯罪与否并不是你救恩的任何的条件。
When the unbeliever gets to the white throne judgment, the great white throne judgment, there's going to be books opened. When the unbeliever, when he's dead and he's standing before God at the great white throne judgment, God is not going to talk about sin.
而在非信徒啊，当他要最终要到大白宝座前去受到审讯的时候，上帝会打开一本簿子，但那本簿子上面所要判他罪的原因，绝对不是因为他犯了什么罪。
Before the unbeliever, when he's standing before God, there's going to be the book of life on one hand, and there's going to be the books of works on the other hand. So on one side you got the book of life, and then on the other side there's books, because there's actually so many of these books, but they're going to be called the books of works.
当这个 非信徒在大白宝座前接受审判的时候，神手上会有两本书，一本是他的生命的书，一本是他工作的书。
So I just wrote it here. So you know, on one side you're going to have this book, and this is, it's just one book. It's in the singular in the Greek. It's called the Book of Life. It's just one book.
一本书是生命之书。
And then next to that, there's going to be a whole lot of other books, many, many books probably. It's in the plural, called the books. This is plural, books of works.
然后另外呢，不是一本书了，右手边呢，左边是这个一本单独的一本书，叫生命之书。那右边呢，是有一堆书，都是跟你做了什么有关的。
And the Greek word there is ergon, which they can translate as works or deeds, and usually means good deeds, good works.
这个所谓你做了什么，讲的是你的做的好事了，就是你的做好事的书。Yeah.右边的这一本书呢，就是把你所有的好事、善行都写在那。
This noun, ergon, is even used for Jesus Christ's work on the cross. Jesus Christ did a good work on the cross, and this word is used. When Paul, I think it is, Paul mentions the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, meaning his spiritual death, and the word ergon is used, referring to Jesus Christ.
以希腊文来讲，他讲的这个Work 这个字就是工啊，你做的工。他在那个耶稣基督也用同样一个希腊字在讲耶稣被钉十字架，他为世人所做的这个善功，也是用同一个字。
God will say, well, so on what basis can you come to heaven?
所以上帝会说，是经由什么原因你来了天堂
？And the person will say, well.You know, I have my works. I helped the old ladies cross the street. I gave money to the orphans, and I was good to my wife.
然后这个人呢，他说：“哦，因为我曾经做过很多好事啊，我有帮助瞎子啊过马路啦，然后就做了很多善行。”
And God can look in the book of the works, and He can say, "Oh yes, I see you've done 20,000 good works in your lifetime."
然后呢，神呢，他就看着那本善功的书啊，就说：“哦，不错，你真的做了两万件好事，在你这一生中。”
But this all adds up to minus righteousness. These are the dirty rags.
但是呢，这都是对神来讲呢，都是肮脏的月经不一样，因为是你自并不是如神所期待的公义之事。
Every time a person believes in Jesus Christ, their name is put into the book of life.
每一个人，当他相信神的时候，他的名字就被放在生命之书里。
When you get to heaven, the names of the believers will be in the book of life.
所以在你去天堂的时候呢，那些信徒的名字都会在生命之书里。
But the unbelievers, they don't have their names in the book of life.
但是呢，那些非信徒呢，他们的名字就不会出现在这本生命之书里。
So his name is not in the book of life.
他的名字并没有在生命之书。
And all he does to try to get to heaven is all of these negative righteousness, these human works.
所以他所有想要上天堂的理由都是这些人自以为是的善功。
This is Revelation chapter 20.
这是在启示录里面二十章所写的。
And for anybody whose name was not found in the book of life, they were thrown in the lake of fire.
所以呢，不论你做了多少善功，任何的人他的名字不在生命之书里的，他就是最终要被丢到火湖里。
There's no mention of sin.
这里完全没有提到罪、犯罪与否。
Sin is not the issue because Jesus Christ took the punishment for everybody's sin, so sin is not an issue.
因为耶稣基督为所有的人类都的所有的罪，他都承担了，因此就没有跟罪有关的任何的理由来决定你的永生与否的未来。
What is the issue is whether you believe in Jesus Christ or not.
所以呢，你真正的要决定这一件事情的，就是你相不相信耶稣基督。
The Holy Spirit is convincing you. He's giving you the information. Says, "This is what Jesus did for you. Do you believe this?"
所以圣灵呢，就提供了这些讯息，让你知道说耶稣基督为你做的这些事。那你相信他吗
？Okay, but the unbelievers say, "No, I don't believe that. My own good works are okay."
但是不信者他永远都说我不相信，因为我就用我的善功，我就 OK 了。
But then the Holy Spirit is saying, no, you need perfect righteousness.
但是圣灵告诉他说，你需要的是完美的公义。
And it's like there's this argument taking place between the Holy Spirit and the unbeliever.
所以呢，这就有了一个争执，就是从圣灵跟一个不信者之间的一个争执。
The Holy Spirit is telling the unbeliever, no, you're wrong.
圣灵告诉那个不信的人说，错，你错。
Matthew 12:31。在马太福音十二章三十一节说：“因此我告诉你们，人一切的罪和亵渎的话都可得赦免，唯独亵渎圣灵总不得赦免。”There's only one sin that stops you getting to
heaven.就是这样一个罪会让你没法到天堂去。That's
the sin mentioned here in Matthew 12:31.
所以这个罪是什么呢？就是马太福音的十二章三十一节，就是说你亵渎了圣灵。You're
blaspheming, which means you're insulting the Holy Spirit, and saying, no, what you're saying is not true. That's what the unbeliever is saying to the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，不信的人呢，他说他对圣灵说你讲的不是真的，这基本上就是亵渎了圣灵。The
unbeliever is saying that to the Holy Spirit, he cannot be saved. So this is the one sin that counts against you. There's only one sin that sends you to the lake of fire.
所以这一个亵渎圣灵，也就是说不相信圣灵所说的这一个罪，就让你无法得永生。Because
all other sins were taken care of at the cross.
而其他所有的罪呢，都已经被耶稣上十字架所消除了。So
that's why you don't make an issue of the sin when you're evangelizing.
所以这也是当你在跟任何人传福音的时候，你是不需要特别提罪这件事情。It's
why I think a lot of unbelievers, they don't like Christians or they don't like going to church because they're scared that they're going to have to stop doing what they like doing.
因为很多的不信，不愿意去教会或者不愿意信神的人，他们都是怕什么呢？怕他如果信了神，很多他想做的事就不能做了。
Yeah, the Christian said, I have to stop my drinking and stop fornicating and I can't live with my girlfriend anymore, or I can't go to hang out with my friends, my unbelieving friends, or I can't go to parties
anymore.因为很多人他想说，啊，我若信了神，我就不能够做我喜欢做的事情，我不能跟我女朋友住在一起，我不能跟我那些不信神的人一起去party等等的一些罪，不是罪，很多事他不能做。
Or they think in their minds that this Christian God, he's so strict, so narrow-minded. Why can't we have any fun?
很多这些不信的人都说，哦，这个基督的神呢，实在是太严格了，我的生命好像会变成完全没有任何好玩愉快的事情了。In
some places I've heard people say, well, I want to be saved, but I have to stop my drinking first. If I want to be saved, I have to stop drinking. So when I stop drinking, then I'll go to church and then I'll be saved.
所以很多人都会觉得说，哦，我不能够当个基督徒，我不能去教会，除非啊，我喜欢喝的酒，我把它戒掉了，我才能去。They
think that they need to stop their sins and then they can believe in Jesus Christ.
所以他们的魂里面是告诉他们说，哦，我必须要停止犯罪了，我才能够变一个基督徒。Really,
what they need to do is believe in Jesus Christ first, and then if they get to Bible class, they'll learn how to control their sin nature.
They
need to believe in Jesus Christ.
他应该要先相信耶稣基督，然后他呢去了这个圣经课，他就开始可以学习如何来控制他这个有罪性的这种状态。Believing
in Jesus Christ is the easy part.
相信耶稣基督其实是最容易的一个。Giving
up the sins that you're doing, that can be very, very difficult for a lot of people.
但是你要把你的这个罪行 停下来不做，其实是一个很大的挑战。But
getting back to here, got the Holy Spirit. Now he's convinced the person he needs to believe in Jesus Christ.
所以呢，回到这个 Z 行动，哈。Yeah,
getting back to here, we have the Holy Spirit, and now he's convinced the unbeliever he needs to believe in Jesus Christ.
所以呢，接收了我们的魂，非信徒接的魂，接收到了这个 圣灵所教导的事项的这个概念之后呢，会由圣灵继续来说服我们。
Now we've got positive volition again here, which means the person first, he was positive to give the message a hearing. So he said, yeah, okay, well, I'll listen. And now he's heard the message. Well, what's he going to do with the information?
所以圣灵教导了一个人的魂，他理解了一些讯息，但是呢，他要接下来他对这些讯息怎么做呢
？Is he going to say yes, I believe the information, or is he going to reject it？
他是要接受这个讯息呢，还是他要否定这个讯息
？If he accepts, and this is what we have on the top line here, this is efficacious grace.Efficacious means effective, and now God's grace becomes effective.
而这个下面的这个水平的这一条线上面的是说是有效的恩典。
And what that means is that just one decision, it's like a small mustard seed, that one decision brings about life, and now you have eternal life.
这个有效的恩典就是让你能够把这个讯息接受，而且是不拒绝他的，承认他了之后，他就立即让你得到了一个永生。
Now you have to realize there's no power in making a decision.
你必须了解，下一个决定并不需要任何的能力。
Well, what is the power in just making a decision? There's nothing. It's just a thought turning over in your mind.
因为下一个决定就只是一个想法在你的脑子里出现，它不需要任何能力。
Now, you could have an idea in your mind. You say, okay, well, I'm going to turn off the sun. So I've decided I'm going to turn off the sun.
如果说是能力的话，你可以想到，假设我有一个想法，我要关掉太阳。
Well, it's not going to happen.
这不会发生的。
But what the Holy Spirit is doing, he's presented the information that you made the decision. Now God sees your decision. That's what's important. And then all of these things that God has promises becomes effective based on that one decision.
而圣灵把讯息传递到我们的魂里、脑里的时候呢，我们下的这个决定其实就变成只是一个神他会看见我们是哦接受的这样一个概念了。那他就把整个你的未来都给你。
Now、remember, you do nothing for salvation. That's why it's called grace, because you've done nothing.
你有这个恩典是不需要做任何事，你就得到这个恩典。好，这就是真正的恩典。
Grace means that everything that God does for you on the basis of the cross.
所谓叫恩典，它意思就是说，神为你做了一切，就因为耶稣基督在十字架所做的事。
That's how you get this regeneration. This is the last part here, which means born again. Regeneration just means born again.
而如果当你接受这概念之后，你就得到了复活。
Okay, and the creation of the human spirit. So this brings about your spiritual life, because now you're born again, you have a spiritual life now.
然后呢，因为你复活了，所以你就有了一个人灵的一个属灵生活。
And you get 40 things for your, and not just for salvation, but for your spiritual life. You get 39 permanent spiritual assets, and you get one temporary, which is the filling of the Holy Spirit.
Okay.然后呢，当你因为作为最终你相信了，所以你得到复活，但你复活之后，你就立即得到40个礼物。
Okay, and the old things have passed away, so meaning the condemnation from God. Old things means God's condemnation upon you, God's judgment.
当你接受了耶稣基督，你得到了那40个恩典礼物之后呢，你立刻变成一个重生的人，是因为你将所有旧的东西都丢掉了。
And old things have passed away. You no longer have Adam's original sin imputed to you.
而从现在开始呢，你甚至可以去改变亚当带给你的原罪。
That means you're no longer a sinner in the eyes of God.
所以在神的眼中，你不再是一个罪人。
Okay, and new things have come now.
而新的事情来了。
Yeah, so that's the 40 things you get.
这40个你的礼物就到你身上了。
Yeah, this very complete spiritual life that God gives you is like a package given to you.
这40个礼物就是像神给你的一个完整的属灵生活的礼物。
Now you become a new creation of God.
你就成为神的一个新造的人。
Even before you come to Bible class, as a new Christian, from the moment that you believe in Jesus Christ, you are a new creation. That's when it starts.
旧年你还没有来这个圣经课，你都已经是一个新的人生。
Okay, and that's 2 Corinthians 5:17.
这是哥林多后书第五章十六节。
Now, we've got 5 minutes, so I'm just going to go down to the next slide.
我们还有五分钟，所以我们赶快进入到另外一张 Z 行动。
Okay, and I'll send this PPT presentation onto the LINE group tomorrow, the WeChat group tomorrow.
明天我会把这个Z 行动的资料再发给大家。
But just quickly, and you can look at this and we'll study this again on Tuesday. This is Operation Z for the believer.
这个是就是属于信徒的 Z 行动。
It's quite a lot more complicated.
这个更复杂咯。
Okay, because it's relating to how the believer can pick up information, spiritual information, and learn the plan of God.
这是主要是让信徒教我们说怎么样去学习圣灵的资讯。
Okay, but I'll just give you a quick run through and then you can look at this for your homework and look through the verses as well.
我们很快的把它走一遍，这样你们可以自己再研读相关的讲义。
Okay, so the pastor teacher, and this can be through a lesson or through a book, he's presenting information to you.
所以一个牧师或老师，他可能经由教课或者是给你一些资讯，让你来了解。
Okay, and as you focus on the information and you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will teach this information to your human spirit.
所以当你在圣灵充满的情况下呢，这个圣灵会教导你把这些资讯放进你人的灵里。
And then from the human spirit, this information goes to the left lobe of the soul, which is actually called the mind. In English, we say the mind.
然后呢，圣灵呢才会把这些资讯送进你的这个思维里。
And then from there, see, this is where you can comprehend the information as it's spiritual information, but you're hearing in academic words and concepts.
这些灵属灵的这个讯息呢，对你来讲是像是一些学术的话语。
And then as you're hearing the information, you still have to make a decision, even as a believer, do you believe the information or not?
但是即使你是一个信徒，你还是一样要决定这些讯息你是要相信还是不相信。
Okay, so you see the plus V here. Okay, the plus V means positive volition. You need to accept it. You need to say yes to the information.
所以如果你有所谓正向的这个意志，自由意志里面正向意志的话，你就等于是说对这些讯息说 yes。
And if you say yes, then the information becomes effective. Again, it's information you can use.
而这些当你说 yes 的时候呢，这些讯息它就变成是有效力的讯息。
Yeah, if you don't believe the information, you're not going to use it.
因为你不相信，你根本就不可能去用它。所以当它你相信了，你就可以用它，它就是一个有效力的讯息。
And just to give you an example, I could be teaching rebound. Name your sins to God the Father, and He'll forgive you your sins. And some believers say yes, and some say no.
就像我在教反弹这个概念的时候，有这个只要你对神认罪，他就会把你的罪拿掉。有些人相信，有些人就是不相信啊。
Okay, now that's all we've got time for now.
好，我们今天时间就只够讲到这里。
Okay, so let's bow our heads.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the information that we've heard today.
谢谢上帝给我们这些讯息。
We give thanks that the Holy Spirit, as our spiritual mentor, has taught us these things.
也感谢圣灵，当我们属灵的导师来教我们这些讯息。
We pray that as we review and as we meditate on this information,we can understand how to use it in our lives.
那我们祷告呢，希望我们能够常常思想这些讯息，同时把这些讯息用在我们的生活中。
In order that we can develop a close relationship with you.
因为因着这样的操练，我们可以跟神有更亲近的关系。
And appreciate the grace that you've given to us.
而且让我们能够感谢，非常的感谢你给我们这些礼物。
And we pray that we can use this information to glorify you.
我们更祈祷我们能够用这些讯息来荣耀你。
We give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们所有的祷告是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.